And it's time for the Morning Munch, our morning devotional. A little late this morning, sorry about that. But we all know that there's that very famous verse, encouraging verse, that says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But did you know there are some things that God can't do? Yes, I'm serious. God cannot be wrong or make a mistake. Job 37:16 says, do you know how the clouds hang poised? Those wonders of him who has perfect knowledge. All his works are perfect. He never makes an honest mistake. Deuteronomy 32:4 says, he is the rock. His works are perfect, and in all his ways are just. A faithful God who does no wrong, upright and just is he. God cannot sin. He's holy. He is light. And in him there is no darkness. Perfect holiness, not a speck of unholiness. God cannot do anything against his perfect holy nature. He cannot do evil or be tempted by evil. James 1:13 says, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me, for God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anyone. God cannot lie. A lie is sin, so this one's covered by the previous one, but since the Bible makes a point of telling us this specifically, it's worth emphasizing, God doesn't lie like we do. He only tells truth all the time, every time. He is truth. Hebrews 6:18, it is impossible for God to lie. God cannot change. Perfection cannot become more perfect. Since God has perfect knowledge and perfect character, he cannot change his mind or improve his behavior. By the way, we shouldn't dare to update God's word or standards to match our times. He's unchanging. He doesn't change with the culture. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He does not change like the shifting shadows. God cannot break a promise. We can always take God at his word because his word is pure truth. He is faithful to keep his covenants. What he says, he will do. God cannot get tired. No matter how much God accomplishes, how great or far-reaching his works, he will not grow weary or fatigued. In fact, he has strength in abundance and is willing to share his strength with us. Isaiah 40:31 says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And finally, God cannot stop being. Our Creator God is the God who is. His personal name, Yahweh, expresses the nature of his existence. He exists because he is. He exists outside of time. He has not ever not existed at any point in any dimension. By nature of who he is, he must exist. So remember that. Those are the things God can't do. God is perfect. God is truth. God is love. When he says it in his word, you can count on it and believe it 100%. Lord, we thank you for who you are. We in this imperfect world, ruined by sin and our own sinful nature and our own selfishness, Lord, we have fallen short of the glory of God. All have sinned and none of us are righteous, but you are a true, holy, loving, and righteous God. And you sent your son Jesus to die for us so he could be cleansed of all our wrongdoings and our sins. And Lord, we thank you that we can come to you boldly to your throne of grace through Jesus Christ and make our requests known to you. We can pray, and we can pray your word because, and then know that you will answer that prayer because your word is truth. You cannot change that. You cannot lie. Lord, we thank you that despite our shortcomings, you still love us and we can still access your power and strength and truth. In Jesus' name, amen.